Thank you. That's an even nicer introduction than the one I had a couple of nights ago. I was supposed to be the guest speaker at some dinner, and the postmaster, I don't know whether he was nervous or what, got up before I was due to speak and said, "Pray for the silence of Mr. David Frost." Perhaps he knew what he was talking about. But tonight, authority. Perhaps it's best to begin with some examples. This is authority, for instance, from The Sun. "Council workmen are to rip planks out of seats and make holes in the walls of bus shelters in an attempt to make the shelters too uncomfortable for hooligans." Councillor Harry Bill said, "Something has got to be done to stop the wrecking of these shelters." Which is typical of authority, of course, out to preserve itself even if it means defeating its own ends. Or this is authority, for instance, from the Newcastle Journal. "At Middlesbrough Police Court yesterday, a solicitor asking for excuse from attendance of a client said, 'In the first place, he is a man of not very bright intellect. Secondly, he is employed on important government work.'" Of course, there's one example of an authority figure that we all recognise.
"Charles Edward Fuller, I arrest you for the murder of Gladys Spinks."
"But I'm Henry Robinson."
"Henry Robinson, I arrest you for the murder of Gladys Spinks."
And while we're talking about crime, I've been asked to say that in Shepherd's Bush this afternoon, thieves got away with 170 miles of pork sausage. Police are looking for four men in a long, thin truck. Like policemen, though, judges are not madly adaptable.
"It is the verdict of this court that you be taken from here to a place of execution and hanged." "I understand you've been riding a bicycle without lights." "You're fined 10 shillings. And may God have mercy on your soul."
Of course, there have to be laws and penalties. There has to be some authority. It's just that so often it's so ludicrous. I mean, this was the Harlow Times, for instance. "When he carves family group for Harlow Newtown, sculptor Henry Moore has been ordered not to leave any holes in which small boys could trap their heads." Authority isn't particularly artistic either. Meanwhile, back with the gents who have to operate the law.
"Excuse me, sir. Do you recognise this photograph?"
Yes, I do.
"Rather good of me, don't you think?"
In a courtroom, of course, authority is in its element.
"The man in this case, my learned friend, Mr. Maltravers, appears for the defence, and I appear for the money."
Of course, the language of authority is often nonsense. I mean, this is a crown lease with one of the teams for his fifth floor flat. He's not allowed to use it as a garage or for the training of horses. Meanwhile, back at the station.
"Good morning, Super."
"Morning, wonderful."
None of them will tell me what that means. But it's strange, really. When you have to come and sit behind a desk, you become a sort of authority figure, and you start to act like one. "Get me Munich, will you, Miss Hoskins?" "What was that, Miss Hoskins?" "Oh, come in here for a moment, will you? Well, Miss Hoskins?" That was, in fact, Miss Julie Felix's straight-acting debut. Of course, if you join the army, you are personally trained for and by authority.
"Do you know how to use that rifle, then?"
The point is really that wherever you walk, the pronouncement of authority will always be close at hand.
Prisoner at the bar, you have been found guilty of trespassing, and I fine you 10 shillings.
That's authority in action, but what basically is it? Well, first and foremost, it's anonymous. That's very important, because if the town clerk says something, that sounds reasonable. But if you actually know the man and his abysmal taste in socks, you wouldn't take any notice of a word he says. I mean, that's why you have all these strange bodies, like the White Fish Authority, to keep Britain's fish white, or the Thames Conservancy Board, which is doing very well. The Thames is still there. Or the Egg Marketing Board, which has that slogan about go to work on an egg, which is ridiculous, of course. And as ridiculous as London Transport having one go to work on a bus. And of course, if we're going to do what authority wants, they must, and they do in fact, start teaching us as early as possible.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. Learned that soldiers seldom die. Learned that everybody is free. And that's what the teacher said to me. That's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. Learned that justice never ends. Learned that murderers die for the crime, even if we make a mistake sometimes. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. Heard about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France. Someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men. We elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Then, of course, at school they tell you to write out 10,000 times, I must learn to think for myself. And it's vital to remember that authority, although they don't like to admit it, is very, very often very wrong. I mean, history is littered with examples, whether it's the New York Scientific Association in 1900, quote, automobiles will decrease the death rate in all our cities. With the horse off our streets, the fly must follow him. Which is a fascinating picture. Or Gladstone in 1857. Within a few years, income tax will have totally disappeared. All of ours has, anyway. And of course, many of the best things in history have only happened because someone had the courage to defy authority. One example in particular springs to mind.
I see no ship. That's funny, it was in there a minute ago.
Historical illusion. And authority is not only wrong, authority or people in authority act more beastlily than ordinary people ever do or would think of. This is from The Guardian. Peterborough Rural Council has demanded 4 weeks' rent in lieu of notice from the next of kin of Mrs. Minnie Day, who by dying vacated an old folks' bungalow without giving the statutory 4 weeks' notice. That really is the job of an authority figure, preventing disturbances, tidying things over, covering yourself at all costs. It's got nothing to do with principle, it's the force which destroyed Antigone and St. James. And one authority figure with whom we all come face to face very early is the headmaster, whether it's a large state school or even a small private school.
Well, boys, I'm delighted to welcome you all back for a new term, and I hope it'll be a very happy and successful one for you all. Who did that? I'm waiting. I have no intention of continuing until the boy who did that owns up. If the boy who did that does not own up, I shall be forced to continue. Very well, I shall continue. I would like to welcome four new members to the staff this term, but I could only get two. Mr. Jones, who is a grammar school man, though none the worse for that, stop laughing, will be taking the middle school in all the tootling little subjects that nobody else wants to teach. And I'm sure that he will be an invaluable member of the staff. And in time, a valuable one. If I catch any boys laughing at Mr. Jones' deformity, I shall punish them. Even if it is funny. Watson, go and get your haircut. And matron, there's a broken window in the dining room. Mend that, please. It's part of your job. Now, second, in praise of the late Mr. Boisrameau, our French teacher, we have engaged the services of Mr. Mboko. Now, this will be the first time that our syllabus has included Swahili. But we hope to resume French again next term. Incidentally, some of you boys may be interested to know that until last week, Mr. Mboko was Prime Minister of Chad. And so, on weekday mornings, he will teach the sixth form Swahili. And on weekday afternoons, they will teach him English. Next, carpentry. Stop laughing. Stop laughing. Carpentry will be taken more seriously this term. In fact, I want the gymnasium finished by March. And Mr. Carter will be coming up from the town to take carpentry this term, and I want to silence this nasty rumour that he is an escaped convict. He has, in fact, served his sentence. Watson, go and get your haircut again. Now, many of you will have already heard the tragic news about Newton, our faithful old retainer. He fell to his death early yesterday morning from his bed. Poor dear old Newton. And so I am giving the second form the entire morning off school in his memory. Get the space from me and the body from the matron. That's all, boys, and when the bell rings, I want you all to go and get your hair cut. Thank God somebody here has got an orderly mind.
Authority, of course, tries to protect its position by the language it uses, which never says what it means. The matter is under consideration means we have lost the file. The matter is under active consideration means we're trying to find the file. It's the same with all the other statements.
Public opinion is not yet ready for such a step.
Means public opinion is ready for such a step, but we're afraid of the Daily Express.
This is an urgent problem, and we are therefore setting up a royal commission.
Means we hope that in 3 years' time everyone will have forgotten about it.
In the fullness of time...
means never.
In the not-too-distant future...
never.
Never.
As soon as we dare.
The council has decided to advance you a grant to improve the value of your property.
You're going to have a row of 40-foot pylons across your vegetable patch.
I cannot comment until I've consulted my union executive over the weekend.
I know the answer now, but I'm hoping to get onto Panorama again on Monday night.
We are moving forces back a little to better prepared positions in order to launch a future offensive.
Means we've just lost Dorset. Indeed, half a camera. The language of authority. And we found one clergyman last week who said, we must bring back the death penalty in order to emphasize the sanctity of human life. I think, in fact, it was my father who said that if you look at the front page of the Bible, it says there, published by authority. And Sir Hugh Lucas Tooth made a great authority statement when he said, if hydrogen bombs are exploded all over this country, it could transform our whole way of life. Of course, one way of keeping out of authority's clutches is to remember the letter of the law. The law is, in fact, the whole cornerstone of authority, though, in fact, isn't it? Because it's no accident that if you murder someone or kidnap them, you get a trial. But if you say boo to a judge, you can be carted off to prison indefinitely. And there are people who are just simply authority figures. They may know something about the subject or not. They're just authority figures. Lord McIntosh, chairman of the Advertisers Association, dedicated to persuading people to spend, was also head of the National Savings Movement. Sir Harry Pilkington's main qualification for heading the government's inquiry into the future of television was that he made the glass that we see it through, darkly. The whole point is that an authority figure must never be obviously provably wrong, but he never has to be right either. I mean, Sir Thomas Padmore had learned his lesson very well when he gave evidence to the Royal Commission on the Civil Service, and he said, what I have said has demonstrated that it is very difficult to find an answer to that question. But if I were pressed for an answer, I would say that so far as we can see, taking it rather by and large, taking one time with another, and taking the average of departments, it is probable that there would not be found to be very much in it either way. Fearless words for Thomas. Of course, authority needs its right-hand men. Sir Thomas needs his right-hand men. People like soldiers whom authority manages to convince to fight for its interests, under the delusion that they're fighting for their own. We asked Tom Lear to explore this by taking a new look at an old tune.
I served 2 years in the American Army. We were on your side then. And the thing that impressed me most about the Army was the way it has carried the democratic ideal to its logical conclusion, in the sense that not only do they prohibit discrimination on the grounds of race, creed, or color, but also on the grounds of ability. I remember our platoon sergeant, who was an unfrocked Marine. Actually, the change of service had come as quite a blow to him because it meant that he had to memorize a new serial number, which took up most of his time. He used to give us inspirational talks, and even today there are songs designed to inspire pride in the uniform.
A man needs someone he can kick, and vice versa too. And if you like that sort of thing, the Army's made for you. So no wonder many a young recruit finds the customs quaint and the costumes cute. And girding his remaining loins up, joins up. defending you and me. He wants to fight and bleed and kill and die for liberty. With the hell of war he's come to grips, sweeping up the filter tips. It makes a fellow proud to be a soldier. Now, Peter was the nicest boy his mother'd ever seen. He never even stabbed a cop till he was 17. A flick knife can be fun, you bet, but it can't compare with a bayonet, which makes a fellow proud to be a soldier. After Johnny got through basic training, he was a soldier through and through when he was done. His defects were so well rooted that the next day he saluted a traffic warden, a postman, and a nun. Our old mess sergeant's taste buds had been shot off in the war, but his savory collations add to our esprit de corps. To think of all the marvelous ways they're using plastics nowadays, it makes a fellow proud to be a soldier. Discipline builds character, they say. So whenever the general speaks, I obey. If I'm asked to kill some folks, I don't wait for him to coax. I'm sure such an important man wouldn't ask me for a favor like that unless he had some perfectly good reason. Oh, yes, it makes a fellow proud to be what as a kid I vowed to be. What luck to be allowed to be a soldier. At ease.
We discovered one man who reacted a bit differently to authority. He rebels against it in a small way. He keeps his milk of magnesia in a hot place. When the voice on the radio says, now's the time to turn the lights down low for some music for dancing, he turns the lights up high. During the second chorus, he doesn't join in. When the notice flashes on the television screen, he always adjusts his set. On the other hand, he never adjusts his clothing before leaving. He buys instant coffee, then makes it slowly, and has a whole stack of 5-shilling postal orders ready for posting the moment he sees a thing saying, send no money now. And above all, he accepts substitutes. He can't get enough of them. He just adores substitutes. A lot of people, though, are still prepared to be taught to be those authority right-hand men. Tourists, for instance, should know that our policemen have to be trained to be wonderful.
Good evening. Now, this evening, I've been asked to say a few words to you about our police training schools and to show you some examples of the kind of work that we do there. Now, when a recruit first enters one of these academies, the first thing he's taught is proceeding, or in lay terms, walking. Here you see a typical proceeding class commencing.
Right. Now, yesterday, I showed you how to commence to proceed. Today, I shall be showing you proceeding up to the curb and observing to the left and to the right. I'll just show you that now, and remember that we always clap our hands after every third step. So, it is 1, 2, 3, clap, 4, 5, 6, clap, observe to the left, over the top, observe to the right, turn to the front, observe to the front, and clap.
Thanks, Sergeant.
So,
Once proceeding has been mastered, recruits are then instructed in the art of elementary addresses. Sergeant?
I shall now demonstrate to you the basic phrase in elementary addressing. Hello? I'll just demonstrate that once again. Hello? Right. Elementary addressing, class 2, 3, and...
Hello?
Yes, not bad there. Upward inflection at the end there, Orton. I know it's difficult for you, but keep trying, lad. Now we come to the double form, which is simple enough. Hello, hello? Now we come to the multiple form, which is, as is to be expected, somewhat longer. Hello, hello, hello. Right, class, multiple form, 2, 3, and...
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, hold on to that last note a bit there, would you? Hello, hello, hello. Well, that is all we have time for today. And now we must leave you.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Everyone can now be their own policeman. Of course, we mustn't ignore the fact that some people love authority. The Dartmoor Prisoners Debating Society, Prisoners Debating Society of all people, passed a resolution asking for the return of corporal punishment and hanging. What almost everyone forgets is that, stripped of its anonymity and so on, so much of authority is really just a confidence trick, a trick of phrase or of voice. I mean, some very distinguished authority figures might fare very differently if their voices underwent some slight change.
Members of an Irish sub-aqua club have decided to wear brightly coloured headgear when they explore Galway Bay in winter. Otherwise, they say they might be mistaken for seals and fired on by farmers.
In your case, your producer is black. You're trying to understand what he's trying to say. Surely, if any of it was an inference, that is it.
Your government asked the federal court in Alabama to order the law officials of Alabama not to interfere with American citizens.
That's your problem, and I say, what's it important for? Can we have invited available and try and bring out the information necessary and hope that as many people as possible are interested?
For reasons of accuracy, I should point out that that is not, in fact, Mr. Robin Day's real voice. That's authority, really. Authority is obeyed and sometimes questioned. I suppose authority should be questioned and sometimes obeyed, because it's so often so ludicrous. For many of us, authority is summed up by the sign that one of the team found on the Yorkshire moors, which said very simply, "It is forbidden to throw stones at this notice." Night.
Next week, Fox reports on leisure, its use and abuse. Watch for it at 8 o'clock next Tuesday. In just a moment, The Avengers.